Tallgrass Motors. Opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Patty Beavers from the Family Crisis and Counseling Center. We'll talk things over in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And spending a little time with Patty Beavers on this Friday morning. And Merry Christmas, first of all. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you.
And it is a nice day. And you and I frequently talk about the stresses that bring clients to you, so to speak, bring people to your shelter. And the Christmas holiday season into New Year's and just wintertime in general, as we're all cooped up in the house together, things tend to get on people's nerves more than maybe they would in the spring or fall.
Absolutely. There's more stresses, financial stresses this time of the year.
Paying bills
job
with
layoffs,
no money. Yeah.
Right, and then here's the cost of Christmas, trying to provide for the kids a Christmas and so forth. So those added stresses to an already stressful situation, a lot of times causes triggers more physical violence than normal. Maybe it's just one potato, two potato, and then there's enough, and we recognize that. That's just a national statistic, that stress during the holidays, extra family coming in, because a lot of times the abuser will isolate,
I don't like your mother anyway.
Right. So then when they're coming anyway, it's like, well, how am I going to continue to hide this? And how can they behave differently for however many days that they're there? It's all stress for them. And a lot of times they end up exploding, more so this time of the year. Our office is, open, and we take calls. Well, let's go back to the calls. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you get an employee that will answer your phone and staff it with the correct advocate if they're not the right advocate to answer your question. So you can always call. And that number is 918-336-1188. Our office hours are 9 to 5, and then there will be someone there, that can, talk to you confidentially. You can tell us your situation. You may not need or want a protective order at this point. You want a safety plan of how you can start planning to maybe leave, but it's something you've got to plan out. And how can we keep you safe during this time? Encourage you, provide resources so that helps with your planning. In addition to that, we have a victim support specialist, Melissa, that's there, that works with women, and all those services are free. Mm-hmm. And if nothing else, maybe you don't think that's an option to leave, coming in and visiting with her and participating in some of the programs that she has helps you understand your situation and how to rein in that and not give them that power and control that they have to have and to get stronger as a person.
And also you're there to help with, I guess my words, probably not yours, contingency planning. It never hurts to have an extra savings account. It never hurts to have that other items go bag at the neighbor's house or whatever, just in case. Maybe you never use it, but it's there if you want it.
Right. And that's part of our safety planning. We talk about, those important papers. Put them in a baggie. Birth certificates, immunization records, the things that you're going to, those important things, a spare set of keys, just things that you can, without notice, get somewhere. And then, yes, leave them with a neighbor or have it somewhere else other than there, so that if you do, leave suddenly, those things are already there. You're not, having to fret with trying to get it or then not get those things.
Yeah.
And that's always a big problem. You know, a lot of our clients don't have the money to plan ahead. I'm going to say 90% of them, if not more, don't have the money to plan ahead.
Because controlling personalities right. would want to control that.
Absolutely. They want to control every penny. They may or may not work. I mean, they control their phone, you know. So yes, they're going to control the money, or they have it where, you know, our clients, you know, have lost jobs so many times because of the abuser's actions, they're not even employable at that time. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things. They have a lot of needs, and the more resources we're able to provide for them, then the faster then maybe they can leave.
Yeah, but you do have a shelter that is available. Well, I'll say usually is available. You know, if you're full, you're full. But
right.
At least is available for use.
Absolutely. If you are currently fleeing domestic violence, since we're a certified agency through the Oklahoma Attorney General's Office, that's the criteria. You have to currently be fleeing domestic violence, and it's you and your children, if you have children. And you have, you know, maybe you don't have family and friends to go to, you don't have a safe place to go to, or you may, but that puts them in harm's way, then yes, please call us, again, 24 hours a day. And if we don't have availability because we're full, then we're going to give you other shelters and try to help you find another place to go to.
Yeah, that, which is something that I think many friends and acquaintances may not think about, that if you are already best friends with person A, whoever mm-hmm. he or she may be, and the abuser knows that you're real good friends. If you're not home, where would you be? Ah, person A's house.
Mm-hmm. Right, and yeah. then that can put person A and her family.
Yeah,
you know, in harm's way. So you know, a lot of times we have, you know, clients that they can't go to that for that specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
Family, you know, they can't go to the parents or their brothers or sisters because they'd know to find them there.
And that just complicates an already mm-hmm. complicated situation.
Right.
We were talking with Patty Beavers from the Family Crisis and Counseling Center. We will continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 K1 and our Community Connection, again talking with Patty Beavers from Family Crisis and Counseling Center. Patty, we've been talking about the shelter, and I know this is a message that you frequently will talk about in, you know, July and in October, in March, whenever. But this time of year particularly, as people are doing some extra shopping, you're asking them to remember the shelter.
Yes, we are. What we need at the shelter are gifts for women and children.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, right now when you're out and you see things, or if it's at, you know, when you see these things on clearance, the deal is we try to help make sure that there's Christmas gifts for the women and the children, and not only Christmas, but we try to have things for birthdays for the mothers and the children, and a Mother's Day gift then that the children can give their mothers. So while you're out, if you see little things, you know, all the stores have buy two, get this, or buy one, get this free, or, you know, anything like that, that we can in turn then have for gifts, you know, from infants, you know, to small children. We have from 0 to 15 years of age. It can be wrapped or unwrapped. We received some gifts the other day that are wrapped with a gender and age appropriate, you know, and that's great. Then it wouldn't have to be, you know, wrap for Christmas. So anything like that, we would truly appreciate. You can drop it by the office at 622 Southeast Frank Phillips. And the other thing that I'd like to ask for is for the community to think about our agency when they're making their decisions at the end of the year, the tax donations that they're going to make, because we really could use some assistance with the budget cuts this year. Our clients have a lot of needs. Most of them don't have transportation. Now with the are losing one of the transportation that was cheaper to go on, they don't have $3. Now that's what our situation is.
And even if they did have $3, they may not have had it when they left their situation.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, even if it was, you know, I don't know if they could buy tickets for that or you know, designate that you want that tax deduction to be for, you know, clients to be able to get to job appointments and doctor's appointments and other things that it's just not a walkable distance.
Yeah, well, and all nonprofits, FCC certainly included, look at donor intent. When it comes to, you know, if you market on your check for domestic violence, for the shelter, for mm-hmm. for transportation, whatever it might be, good nonprofits always look at donor intent. So that's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Some of the things that I like the gift ideas, and I think it's important that we remember both the adult and the youngsters in that situation, both gifts for them and mm-hmm. something, like you said, that would be appropriate for them to give to their mom mm-hmm. or dad, for that matter.
Right. Well, and in this case, you know, we know how many women and children we have today. A lot of times, sometimes they stay, you know, for a longer period of time. Other times they're in and out in 3 or 4 days. And we've, you know, had people come to our shelter on Christmas Day. So, you know, we have to be prepared to have things to make Christmas for those children, you know, even spur of the moment, you know. So you never, it makes them, well, you'd want every child to have something.
Absolutely. It's important whether that Santa's able to find those kids wherever they happen to be.
Absolutely.
And then you have ongoing needs for the other, you know, the rest of the calendar year, just on non-holiday, non-special day occasions, all of the personal care products and everything else that people just need on a regular
right.
basis.
And again, it's the same thing when you're out shopping. And, you know, I'm real big on that 10 for 10, you know, or, you know, buy one, get one free, you know, any toiletry item, you know, personal, you know, hygiene, we can always use things like that, you know, laundry detergent, you know, anything like that we can use at the shelter, whatever you use in your home. Our shelter's going to need the same. Basically.
Now, do you have need for clothing items too, or is that would you?
We
prefer?
Have had.
Okay.
We have had a need for clothing, and we've put that out asking, and the community stepped up. But we can still always use, you know, just the sweats in all sizes. Mm-hmm. You know.
That's a garment. I hate to say it. If it's a size too large or too small, most people will say it's okay.
That's right.
Yeah. They stretch.
It's a change. That's right.
So that's something that those are ongoing needs for the shelter. And then just financially, again, if you talked about your tax end of year giving, if you're going to remember an agency, and certainly I will always encourage just giving an extra $5, $10, $20, $50 to the United Way, but certainly write the check to Family Crisis and Counseling Center, and then you'll give them the tax receipt and everything.
Correct.
Else.
We're not part of United Way right now. We don't receive any United Way funding, so to help us, we need it to be made out to Family Crisis and Counseling.
Mm-hmm. And that's important that people remember. And certainly, yes, there are a lot of great organizations that are, but many other item organizations that are not United Way agencies for various reasons.
Everyone needs help.
Yeah. And so remember those. And, of course, whether it's a cash donation or even some of the other things that, you know, if you have a donate a vehicle, and whether you actually use the vehicle or sell it and use the proceeds, it benefits mm-hmm. FCC both ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So again, that's something else that people can think about. You have other things that you do throughout the year. Melissa is not in, but I know you've got things that you do in the schools, which they're getting shut down for rest of the calendar year. Mm-hmm. But she'll be back in the spring talking about that. You have men chasing change programs and other things that go on throughout the year.
Absolutely. We have prevention in the schools. That our prevention specialist, Tony Mallow, does for us, and she's in Nowata Schools in Dewey and Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, has great great programs and curriculum that she covers with the kids, and they interact with her. They really enjoy her, and they enjoy then coming, seeing her then the next year when, you know, they move up a grade. She's just real good with the kids, and they enjoy her, and she enjoys them. And then, of course, Melissa's got, you know, working with victims. So she's got groups that are at a church. She's got groups that are at our office. She works with people individually. She tries to make her schedule fit where we can, you know, see everybody, you know, around their schedule.
Yeah. And I know it's covered in some of the school programs, I know you also do outside the schools for teen dating as well, just making good decisions there.
Absolutely. That is one of the topics that's covered in the schools, but also any agency or club that wants us to come and present, all they have to do is call the office, you know, and I've been to numerous clubs, and I love to do things like that, and tell them a little bit about the agency, or just, you know, promote all the services that are there, or they may want one particular topic, you know, we'll do whatever they want us to do, is, you know, as long as it's, you know, the services that we provide.
Sure. Other than that, if it's something, a service, not a service that you provide, then
we're going to give them the resources.
Yeah, you know. We don't do that, but check with these folks.
Right.
They do, you know.
Right.
So that's important. And so there's just so many things. You probably don't, I know you don't have the numbers in front of you because I can see what you have in front of you, but, you know, how many people over the course of, let's say, a month, a year, do you, you know, clients that you serve?
Total, as far as, I'm just going to go with what I know, and it's about the services that I'm a part of, and that's the crisis calls and protective orders. Mm-hmm. We do about 300, and I think last year we did 385, and we'll come close to that protective orders this year. And then the crisis calls are usually about half of that, and those are the crisis calls you document. You know, we get calls, a lot of calls that we don't get documented. I may be downstairs filing something, and I get a call, you know, instead of my office where I'm writing it up. So we probably get double those calls, but, you know, we're supposed to document the calls that we get, record them. But some, you know, a lot of them are just really quick things, and that I can answer the people's question, and then they can, you know, it's not documented. But truly, if you looked at how many calls that the receptionist, you know, fielded, in addition to the short ones, we probably do have, oh gosh, triple that in crisis calls.
Very easily. And other calls that are there where people are, I'll say it, asking a question. They're not ready to commit that they're having a problem yet, but they're calling, you know, to get some information from you.
They're curious.
Yeah.
You know, what's involved? What do you have to do? Are they arrested? My daughter or my nephew, you know, they call asking not only for themselves, that they have family members a lot of times, or friends, mm-hmm. that know they're in dire need of some help, and what, you know, what do I need to do to get her in there?
Yeah,
you know?
But I don't want that number showing up on my cell phone. So would you call?
Right, 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 right. And on our call, when we do call people back, it shows up a caller unknown, mm-hmm. or blocked call.
Yeah.
It does not show up family crisis and counseling, because we don't want an abuser to see the phone and see that we've called, because that could cause problems.
Absolutely.
We also have Legal Aid of Oklahoma in our office. They received a grant to assist our clients with protective orders and services that they need, and that started the last week of October, first week of November. So if you come in the office and fill out the paperwork for a protective order and the judge grants them, then they take over and they help represent you as an attorney. Our office, we're still there. The advocate's still there on those Thursdays, but they take over and represent you as an attorney, and then they can also assist you with other needs that you have. So that's a real plus right now for people that are on the fence, not knowing what they need to do.
Absolutely. Well, Patty, thanks so much for coming in this morning, and thanks for 2017 for giving us some great information.
Thank you very, very much.
That's a Community Connection this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock at K1.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. A manhunt.